Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special episode. I call this my New Year's sode, getting ready for the new year. And I know that the year hasn't come to the end yet. It's still 2023. And I really like to use this time as we get closer to the end of the year. It's after Christmas. It's after all the holidays and events that have come to an end and have slowly wound down to this point of the new year. I wanted to share with you that I'm a big fan of New Year's. Whether I fulfill all my New Year's resolutions or not, I always take that as like a new step, a new beginning, a new chapter. And I wanted to share with you things that I look forward to in 2024 and things that I wanted to share with you that you guys can implement in your daily lives, especially when it comes to your mindset. So one thing that I will say is people get really wrapped up on the New Year's resolutions, and that's where like a lot of people go to the gym. Like that's the stereotype is, oh my gosh, I'm going to go and like lose all this weight. I'm going to go get the gym membership. I'm going to do this. And then it fails 3 weeks later or even 2 weeks later. I have seen videos on Instagram of people sharing what the gym looks like on January 1st and what the gym looks like February 1st. Like lots of people, and then the next month there's nobody. And it continues to happen over and over and over again. So you may be asking yourself, like, why are we constantly trying to create something that isn't perfect? Why are we trying to be so perfect in an imperfect world? And why are we trying to be perfect when we're not perfect? So why don't we do something that works for us? And personally, my New Year's resolutions started to follow through, and actually I accomplished them when I starting 2013. So in 2013, that was the beginning of me seeing how my New Year's resolutions could really follow through all the way. And that was for me to finish my FE, my Fundamentals of Engineering exam. I had not passed the first two times. And this year was like, this is all I want my New Year's resolution to be. And that is to pass this test and give it my all. So here are some things that I wanted to share with you looking forward into 2024, and that is some advice on how you can really start to set up your resolutions, realistic goals, and some other things that I may want to share with you that may actually impact your ability of fulfilling your goals. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. So the resolutions, a lot of people say like, oh, this is my resolution. This is what I want to accomplish. But there here are two questions I want to ask you. I have a list of questions that I ask my clients and we go over it in the year. And it's been very like calming. One of my clients says, I feel like I'm in a place of zen. It's allowing me to really reflect and reevaluate what my goals are working with you, Layla, or what my goals are in life. And, you know, one thing that I do as a nutrition and wellness coach is we do a lot of wellness coaching around the nutrition because our nutrition is a reflection of how we feel about ourselves and what kind of control you have and your surroundings. So the first thing I like to say is using this time to reflect on your year. What did you learn from 2023? What things that you like? What things that you did not like? And then the next question is, what do you want to create? So what did you learn from last year? And now what do you want to create or achieve the next year? So reflecting on this year and the next year, you're creating that year. It hasn't happened yet. So what do you want to create? What do you want to achieve next year? And that gives people the chance to really evaluate what their resolution is. What is their why? I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I use New Year's as a time to reevaluate my goals and all my achievements and what did I really accomplish. And I even have it on my notes, like from 2017, I've deleted those, I think. But, like, I look at everything that, like, you know, this was my goal. One was to have a business partner, like a business assistant. One was to have a videographer. One was to be able to pay off all my student loans, which we did in 2017. But, like, these are some big goals that are really meant to be like, hey, I'm going to use this year to really accomplish it. So that leads to my next topic, and that is setting up realistic goals for yourself. Hello, Wellness Explorers. Are you on your journey to become healthier in your nutrition as well as your wellness? Are you struggling to kind of get over certain humps and are just needing that extra boost to get you there and be able to keep going? Well, look no further. This is something that I'm very excited to share with you, and that is my a la carte services. It is a one-time service where you get to hop on the call with me and we tackle some specific areas that you want support in. Whether it's a nutrition assessment, a decluttering detox, a pantry and fridge detox, a beauty and cleaning product detox, and my favorite, a meal prep lesson. So a lot of my clients who have been coaching long-term, short-term, have receive so much value from these types of calls. And I want to offer that to you without having to do any type of long-term commitment. It's just one call. So if you're wanting to learn more, go ahead and reach out to me on Instagram as well as my website. That's LailaAlieh.com, LailaAlieh.com, to learn more about my a la carte services and how I can help you reach your full potential. All right, let's get back to the show. Be realistic with yourself. Are these goals realistic or do they sound great? Because it's great if you just keep talking and talking, but it's nothing if you don't implement it at all. There is no point in having a goal that doesn't resonate with your lifestyle, your mindset, and your physical and financial capability. All right, and so, for example, in 2023, my goal was to rebrand and really create all the tools I needed in my business to give value to my audience. And I rebranded. I collaborated with an amazing company called Duo Collective. I worked with some amazing assistants who helped me with my time that I was very limited with. I had just, you know, I was pregnant after having had a miscarriage a month and a half prior. And so grieving and not being able to celebrate right away and just using that time to say, hey, what do I want to achieve this year? Because what I learned from last year was I was constantly hustling. And I was hustling not as much as I did the previous years, but I said to myself, I want to be in a place where I'm done building so much. And now I can just really share what I've built and put it out there and be able to engage with people, be able to like share with people what's working. Because that's the engineer in me. I'm really good at like working and building things, but I'm not good at marketing. Or sharing things in a way that feels, I just don't want to like feel salesy. So I really worked on that, is to share value and let people know, you know, what it is I do versus constantly building. So I used this year to be realistic with myself, saying, can you do this differently? And if so, how are we going to do it differently? And that was what I did with Duo Collective, was with my rebranding to make my message more cohesive and basically make more sense. Like, what does she do again? She does math and she does wellness. What? So all of that is important. So now that's an example, personal, and that's one thing I'm excited about reflecting this year, is like, how am I going about my new schedule with having, you know, a bigger family? It's different when you didn't have kids and now you have kids. So setting some realistic goals for yourself is something that I want you to think about. And then also, here's the part that I notice a lot of people share. They share their goals. And there was actually a TED Talk on this. And they shared the research about, like, why is it important not to share your goals? Now, this is a debate I've had with people, but let me evaluate this and explain. I am a big fan of sharing my goals with the right people that support the goal, but not sharing with people that just don't know me. I don't have a relationship with them. I don't want to share those goals with me, because I do believe that it's just, you're going to open yourself for disappointment and discouragement because of their feedback. So share your goals if you want to with the people that are really going to support you, and don't share with people that you don't know that are just not going to support you. This is not the time for them to change. Don't expect. Also evaluate what's a small goal versus a big goal. And short-term, long-term, you know. So my long-term project was to rebrand. My short-term project was to kind of get these little bits here and there fulfilled and fixed so I can be able to have better balance and be the best coach out there for my clients and be able to deliver them the tools that they needed and the support from me without having to recreate the wheel all the time. So I talk about my business a lot because it's something I'm really big on, but also on a personal level, one thing that I was really big on is waking up early to work out and not setting that expectation to do it every single day, but maybe do it 3 times a week. Also fulfilling my cycling goal and really trying to achieve the number of cycling classes. And some other things, like with nutrition. One of my biggest goals this year, which I'm happy to have accomplished, was to finally master how to make sourdough bread. You know, you want to learn how to make your own bread, and especially our favorite bread is sourdough bread, because there's so many health benefits to using whole food ingredients and having something that is a probiotic in your diet. And it's great for your gut health. It's great for your sugar, blood sugar, because it's a lower glycemic food compared to some other breads. But again, like, those are some personal projects and some big projects. And that was a 6-month goal. It took me 6 months to finally get that down. But what I want to share with you is this, is that find a goal that is realistic and don't feel like you have to have so many. I started off with one goal in 2013. And then once I accomplished that goal, then the next year I was able to maybe have one more goal, a new goal, and maybe add 2 more. But don't fill your plate with so many goals. And if you do, write a brain dump on it and see which one is much more important to you, that you've got to feel like this year was definitely the year to get it to feel accomplished. So I just wanted to share that with you on what to look forward to in 2024. It's an opportunity for you to create this new chapter. It's a new beginning. And I have to thank the loved ones around me and the friends that really shared with me how important New Year's is to them. And now I'm sharing with you why New Year's is important to me in a different light, in a different way, in a different strategy. So let me know what you think. I've even created some questions, and I might share that here in my notes, but I definitely go over this with my clients who really want to dive deep and dissect. And if you want to learn more about how you can dissect your goals, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to hop on a call with you, and we just do a New Year's brainstorming session, and we just focus on your goals for the 2024 year and then implement them. There's so many ways to go about this, but don't overwhelm yourself. Be realistic and keep it super simple. I think anything more than 5 big goals or important resolutions is too much. Stick between 1 to 3, in my opinion, that are very like this is a non-negotiable. This is very important to me. I want to focus on this. And some people do that. Like they're focusing on losing X amount of weight. They're focusing on stop taking this one type of medication. And then for some people in the math area, they really want to just finally get an A in the class, and they just want to really hit honor roll and understand the material. And also for my test prep students is to reach a certain score and be done by a certain time. So again, you can apply this anywhere in life, at any season of life you're in, but make it realistic and make it fit for you. All right, that's enough. I will stop talking about goals. Enjoy these last couple of days going into the new year, and keep exploring. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.